بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I am looking at my bird feeders and they are a source of continuing delight for me. The numbers of birds and the different varieties of birds that come here. Alhamdulillah, my expertise in the wild with birds and animals and forests and so on is in India and Africa. Alhamdulillah, I have spent a lot of time in the forests in both of these continents. But not here, not in the Americas. So this is like being born again, as my friend Arjun Reddy said to me. It's like being born again. I mean, I see tracks in the snow and I can't recognize them. This morning, I saw tracks that looked to me like bear, but they turned out to be squirrels. So that's how bad it is. It's quite amazing. Anyway, but it's good to know, good to learn, good to go back to a state where you are not the expert. I enjoy change and I enjoy learning. So to me, it's not an ego issue. That I don't know something. If I don't know something, I'm very happy that I don't know that. So I now know something new. And I, in my experience, alhamdulillah, as long as you don't have an ego about learning, as long as you are willing to learn, everybody in the world is happy to teach you. And anybody can teach you. People who otherwise are not, I mean, people who are not, they don't have a sort of title called teacher or sheikh or something. People who otherwise and quite incorrectly they might be considered to be, they might be even looked down upon by the ignorant to say, well, what does this person know? Well, guess what? That person knows a great deal, except that he won't or she won't necessarily tell you. They won't necessarily announce it. They're not wearing a placard around the neck saying, "Ask me." But if you do ask them and you do that respectfully and if you want to learn, then there is learning everywhere, alhamdulillah. And that can only do you good, believe me. Nobody ever lost by learning something new, no matter what it was, right? No matter what it was. Maybe it's the right way to hold a shovel when you are shoveling snow. So what's wrong with that? I need to know that. The first time in my life, I'm living in a country where there is this much of snow. And if I'm not holding the shovel right, my back will tell me about it. So there's learning in everything, absolutely everything. Now, in the context of what we are talking here in terms of Ramadan, there's this beautiful hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who is a classic example of the learner. Of the one who was focused on learning, single-minded focus to learn from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now remember, I think about this. Many people may not know this, but Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu came into Islam after or at the time of Khaybar, which was 3 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only for 3 years, but he has quoted more ahadith than anybody else. And people asked him this question right in the time of the Sahaba. People asked him, they said, how is it that you know so many hadith and you quote so many hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ when Abu Bakr and Umar and others do not quote those hadith radiallahu anhum ajma'in? Right? So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is not commenting on Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu or Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He's commenting, he's replying to the one who asked him the question. So he says to him, when you were in the market in Medina, I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is how I know more than you. And he said, second thing is that I would be with him, and sometimes I would be with him for so long that I would not even have time to go and eat and so on and so forth. And he said, there were occasions when I would fall down, faint, probably hypoglycemia, with not enough sugar in the blood or something. He said, I would faint and fall down. And people used to think that I was getting an epileptic fit. So in those days, they had there was this superstition that if you smell old leather, if you get the person who is in an epileptic fit to smell old leather, it brings them out of the fit. So people would bring their sandals. I mean, there's old leather and old leather. So they would bring their sandals and they would put it on my or under my nose so that I could get that smell. He said it was not an epileptic fit, it was just weakness with hunger. And this is the Muhaddith, this is the Shaykh al-Hadith of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Now he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stands in Qiyamul Layl and in Ramadan. Now that Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan refers to Taraweeh. So he said, whoever stands in Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan, and of course it could refer also to Tahajjud, it could refer to a person praying alone, or it could refer to a person praying Taraweeh by Jama'ah in the masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Qiyamul Layl. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever stands in the voluntary night prayer, Qiyamul Layl of Ramadan, out of faith bil iman wal ihtisab, and in the hope of a reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. And this is in Bukhari Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever stands in Qiyamul Layl, in Ramadan, with iman and in the hope, with the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. We know from the hadith which I narrated to you day before yesterday, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported the same thing about the fast itself, where he said, whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan out of sincere faith and hoping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and reward, then all his or her past sins will be forgiven. And both of these hadiths are in Bukhari and Muslim. Now, please understand how important is the position of Qiyamul Layl. And as I mentioned to you, Qiyamul Layl in the form of Taraweeh is in Ramadan only. And the place for that is the masjid. But of course, if you cannot go to the masjid because of COVID or whatever, you can pray at home and it will still be Taraweeh. You can lead your own family, or you can follow somebody in the family can lead and you can follow. But the point is that it's the voluntary, it's the Nafil Salah, which is the Sunnah, of course. But it's the Nafil Salah that you're praying, which is Qiyamul Layl, which is another word also for Tahajjud. So this is one more of the many ahadith, as well as the ayat of Quran, which extol the virtue and which emphasize the benefit of Tahajjud. As I mentioned before, the purpose of all of this is twofold. One is to inculcate in us a desire to do this because of the specific reward which is associated with Ramadan, which is the forgiveness of all sins, but also because of the continuing reward which is associated with that form of worship, with that ibadah, which is throughout the year, which is the reward of Tahajjud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven in a manner which is in keeping with His majesty and grace, and an announcement is made to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is it that needs anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is it that needs the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it, let him ask. So let us not waste that time. Remember, Laylatul Qadr comes once in a year, Tahajjud comes every single day. Right? We will come to the hadith of Laylatul Qadr in a while, but this is very important to understand that Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Laylatul Qadr, but Tahajjud comes every single day. Let us not waste it. Let us not squander the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity every single day of our lives, wherever we might be. So make Tahajjud into fard on yourself. Make sure that from today, inshallah, you will never miss Tahajjud for the rest of your life. And if you make that niyyah, I make dua for you, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take your soul when you are in sujood in Tahajjud, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.